On air, WICC 600. Online, WICC600.com. Let's stimulate your brain with the Lisa Wexler Show.
And welcome back to the show. Joining us now is a person who's very special in my life because, particularly through COVID-19, our next guest, Amy Van Arsdale, of course, she always does the extraordinary. And despite the fact that her normal forum for teaching yoga was closed and was not offering anything online, Amy decided to go on Facebook and still teach yoga to me and to her other devoted followers for free every single Saturday morning, which I have to say for me is probably the single thing that has kept my sanity intact. Amy Van Arsdale, however, also has a company called Cleared Spaces, and her philosophy is about clearing spaces not only in the mind, which is what yoga does, but in our physical presence, as so many of us struggle with having collected too much stuff. Amy Van Arsdale, welcome to the show today. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited to have you on. I love to talk to you about everything. And Amy, you're a radio gal from way back. You love radio.
Well, I've been in the business. I was in the business since 1982. I had my own show, and I was a national sales manager at WNEW out of New York. So I was in radio for many, many years. And when I started my family back in 96, I left the industry and kind of went in and out over the years, but I've really been out of it since 2011. But when Andrew, your engineer, picked up and he said, this is what's going to happen, I said, I know. So it's so great to be back on the air. I love radio.
Yeah. Well, we love having you. So, Amy, Cleared Spaces. My mother has a philosophy. Ready? This is my mother. She says, you spend the first 50 years of your life collecting stuff and the next 50 giving it away. It is true. And and so many of us just have to, and I'm not talking about hoarding, which is its own psychodynamic illness. Right. I'm talking about just having too much stuff and being paralyzed and not knowing what to do with it. Now, this is something that you specialize in helping people do and get rid of, right?
For over 10 years, actually. I started in 2008, and we all know what kind of happened to the real estate market then. So I got off to a very slow start, but just quickly, I rented my home in Westport, and it was on the water at the time, and we started renting the home for a lot of money, and when I said I'll do it, I couldn't believe how much stuff we had. Now, I have four children at the time. I still have four children, but at the time they were young, and two large dogs, and I was so overwhelmed to get this house ready for a rental. You had to clean out every cabinet, not cabinet so much, because you do leave your dishes, every closet and all the... It took me months, and then I just threw it all up in the attic, and we left for the summer and came back, and I did it the following summer, and I said, you know what? No. We're going to get rid of half of this stuff, and I bet you the kids won't even miss it. And so I got really, really organized, and I put it all up in the attic. This was the second summer. And then when we came back, I didn't bring it all down, and I just waited to see what the kids – it was just astonishing to me how little we needed and that what they really wanted. And so I became this well-oiled machine, and I started my business because I started downsized my mother and then my aunt. And so, you know, I said, wow, there's a business here. So slowly over time, especially in the last maybe 6 years or so, I've really amped it up. And then I became a yoga teacher 7 years ago, and the parallels of clearing clutter in the mind and the brain and then clearing clutter in your home and creating this wonderful space in your life, like you said, both physically, mentally, spiritually. And I thought, wow, I think I'm onto something, those that will get it, you know. And I have to say, my business is 10 years now, over 10 years, and I go into people's homes and I do sessions. And I do four-hour sessions because it's very intense, you know. It can be very emotional. It can be very physical. But a lot of times people just need help. They just don't know where to start.
I don't know where to start. I don't know where to start. I mean it. No, I mean, I look at my stuff and I get paralyzed by my stuff. And then I walk away from my stuff because I don't know how to begin to do. I don't know how to call people. I don't know how to make decisions. I have a legal office that was in my home for over 20 years, Amy. And every now and then I'm brave enough to get into a file cabinet. And then I'm exhausted after a couple of hours, and this has to be shredded, and it has to be done just so, and blah, blah, blah. And then I give up again for another 6 months.
That's very typical because, so people hire me in the 4-hour sessions. And like I said, I do the 4 hours because I've been doing this for so long that that's when I lose my client. But I need that time to make a dent or at least finish or whatever the project may be. I work with a lot of seniors because I help them downsize. Kids say they don't want anything. Stuck with a house full of furniture, all this paperwork. And it's just very, very common. What I do is I go in and we make up a game plan. And we usually can start in some of the rooms where you haven't looked at these things in 30 years. It could be the garage. It could be the attic. And, you know, I tag it or I pull it down. If we need to bring in, you know, my guys, I've got hauling. I've got extra staff because some jobs are just huge. But
it's
other
heavy,
jobs,
right.
I can facilitate. I have contacts where they can do a tag sale if they want. But that's usually can be a lot of waste of time, quite honestly, and they don't really get as much money because people are just not buying things, you know, the way you think they are. So if you have this dining set that you spent $10,000 on 30 years ago, you know, it's kind of like, I really don't think it'll sell because if you look at Craigslist in Fairfield County, there's 1,200 of them. So what I do is I try to donate as much as possible, and if it's in good enough shape, I'm the one that facilitates the trucks to come over, but they're very picky. So, you know, I try my best to donate as much as possible because people seem to be able to let go if I donate. If, you know, I try not to put things in a landfill. I'm very green, but, you know, a lot of times you have to get a truck and they take it. And sometimes you have to pay, and other times you can get a company like a Habitat or Salvation or these churches. But it's kind of hit or miss because they have to need it, you know, and it has to be in really good condition to sell. So there's a process to it. First, we make a game plan. We decide what you need to keep. And luckily, if you're going somewhere, you can really know what furniture to take. If you're just doing this to start the ball rolling because you want to put your house on the market, say in a year, get started because it's a big job and it takes a long time. And the process gets easier and easier as you start to grasp the idea that you don't need it, you don't love it, and you don't use it. That's very, very important because there are a lot of things in the house that you really don't need anymore. Like your mother said, we all are younger and building our nests, and then we turn 50 and we take it down.
That's right.
And we don't need, literally, you probably don't need 30, sometimes even 40% of what you have. It's just too overwhelming. So by hiring someone like my company, we keep you focused. You'll get it done. You'll get pushed through those piles of paper. You know, I am insured and bonded, as my team is. And so I do shredding and I do all kinds of things. And I take things to donate that day. But it's just really important because when you're going to go and, let's say, sell your house, oh, man, that house has to be practically empty these days. Now, I know COVID had this resurgence, and I am getting my real estate license in a few weeks because all these years, Lisa, I've been setting up all these houses and handing them over to realtors.
Yeah,
and
you might
I just
as well not
like,
do that.
You know,
right.
Well, I might as well just. So I'm excited to say that I'm adding that to my platform, which, you know, again, I do full staging. What does that mean? I have access to 6 storage rooms of furniture, and this is, you know, new mid-century modern with what the kids like. So a lot of times I get hired to like take the old brown furniture that's not selling. It's really true. And nobody really wants it because the consignment shops can't sell it. So a lot of times we have to either store that furniture, donate that furniture, maybe sell a few pieces, and then bring in modern furniture.
Interesting.
To sell these houses. To sell. Yeah, staging is huge right now. But the COVID has really turned everything around where I had a lot of people that I was going to work for that were sidelined, right? And they were at home looking at all this stuff for all these weeks.
Ugh.
So a lot of people just took it upon themselves to do it because I wasn't going into homes. And so I think there's this whole kind of like this momentum going on of like less is best. You see the smaller houses, you see people just, the young kids don't want all the stuff anymore.
They don't want the stuff. Right. They're on to something, by the way. We're chatting with Amy Van Arsdale of Clearing Spaces. They're on to something when they say that they don't need all that stuff. They're right, by the way. They're right.
I know. And they rather have experiences.
Yeah.
So they're spending their money on that. But anyway, so, you know, again, my job is to help those that are, I do certain things. One is discard and donate, which is a big part of my service where we go in and we decide what to discard and what to donate. And then I facilitate if there's furniture, there's trucks, or maybe it's just me alone a lot of times and it's one-on-one. Paper is a big problem for most people.
It is.
And paper
they get
takes
nervous.
A long time.
They feel like they have to hold. I was just having a conversation with a friend of mine about this the other day, and she's thinking about getting her house ready for sale in 2 years from now. But that's how long she feels it'll take her to get the house organized. And we were having a fight about it because she's talking about all these papers that she feels she needs to hold on to. And I'm like, you really don't. You really don't need to hold on to all that dreck. No one's ever going to need it. No one's ever going to want it. But it was a tug. It was a push and a pull. And she felt she needed to hold on to it. I don't agree.
Oh, I see it all the time. I see it all the time. And I do, you know what you should hold on to. I usually know. But you know, the whole idea, too, is that I think that a lot of people...
Amy, you got to come closer to the phone. Amy, got to come closer to the phone.
Can you hear me?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to stay close to the phone.
A lot of people feel badly about themselves. This is also very important for those out there listening and thinking, oh, I got to do this. Don't feel badly about yourself. You're actually more the norm because a lot of people are in your same situation. So a lot of people are embarrassed to have me over, and you wouldn't believe over 10 years I've seen everything, so nothing embarrasses me. But you have to tackle it eventually. And especially now while you're strong or you're sane or you have a little bit of time or a little extra money, whatever it takes, you know, to start the process. Because I can get you started, and I can actually tell you what to do. And then I give you homework assignments. I'll tell you what to do. So I don't need to come back. You know, if you need me to come back, I'm happy to. But my whole mission is to clear your space and make yourself just feel better and just not carry all that clutter. And, you know, everything you own comes with a responsibility. You've got to house it. You've got to clean it. You've got to store it. And it's really great. I just downsized into a condominium myself. And I love it so much. I have
you love it.
Everything
you feel liberated.
That I love.
You feel liberated.
Love, need, mm-hmm. and use. That's very important. Love, need, and use. Now, and use. And that's, you'll find, and another little trick or tip is when you're looking at an item, rate it on a scale of 1 to 5. And 1, 2s, and 3s are goners. 4s and 5s are keepers. And that helps a little bit because sometimes people don't know what the feeling that they have, or they feel indebted because it was an inheritance, or it's clothing they don't fit into anymore. And that's very common a gift. Right. Well, the whole idea is that they usually have too many clothes to begin with. So just to keep the things that you love, you need, and you use, right? And then we can make a small pile of, if you take off that 10 pounds, good for you, but most people go out and buy a new outfit if they take off 10 pounds.
That's true. If I take off 10 pounds, I'm entitled to some new clothes. That's right.
They just have so much. They don't even know what's in their closet. You know how much easier it is to get dressed with less and you know what you have? When I walk into these closets, they are just packed. And then their lifestyles change. Maybe they're not in an office anymore, so they don't wear dressy clothes. Maybe they used to work and they think they're going to go back to work. But if you go back to work, the lifestyle is so different now, you know, the dress code. And they just feel badly because they spend a lot of money on these clothes. And it's a big, you know, this is very common. So I'm the one that just allows them to release it, you know, donate it because somebody could really use it. I mean, there
are people out there. And you'll take it away? You'll actually, take it away. That's the key, because I never know how to get rid of it. I don't know what to do with it.
Well, I do, and that's important that you brought that up, because when I come for a four-hour session and I'm alone with you, I have an SUV, and I will take everything that I can lift and fit that day.
Oh, because wonderful.
Too many times I've seen people bring it back into their house because they don't take it themselves.
Right.
So that's part of my service. And I offer one carload, and I pack a lot in there. And And I'll do the, I don't, like I said, I'll take the books to the Westport Library. I'll take the, any food, or believe it or not, I sometimes you know, clear houses and they've moved and I have to clear food. I take things to the Gillespie Center. I take things to the Malta House, which is for, you know, eight young women that are pregnant and nowhere to go. I take things to the violence center, domestic violence center. I just gave them a whole bunch of clothes that were all designer from Greenwich, and the girls are like, they still call me every day. I mean, and then the person, and then my client feels good because they gave that stuff away. They feel good because their house is cleared. It's really, honestly, it is the best. So if you're thinking of it and you need a little help, I'm here to help. And like I said,
you know,
I don't
and
have
it
to
sounds like
back.
A nice like gift for somebody else too, like a coupon for you. What could be a better gift than giving you as an aid for somebody if you know they're feeling inundated as a place to start? It sounds like a great gift too.
Right. You know what? It's a good idea. Mother's Day, I sold quite a few, and it's interesting. I have a lot of young, you know, like millennials buying it for their parents to get them started. I get a
lot
of that.
And how much do you charge, Amy? Are you willing to say? Do you have a flat fee for that first four-hour session?
I do.
How much do you charge?
I do.
Go ahead.
Okay, it's $3.95 for four hours. That includes me taking things away, and when I walk in, we do a quick tour of the house. I have to see, because I'm looking for storage areas. And the reason I start usually in the garage, in the basement, in the attic, is because that's where the stuff is that nobody's using. And nobody wants. And then all the stuff you do want, but it's crowding your space, we can put it in those storage areas. So you have to think of your home as an active space and inactive. So the inactive is the basement and the garage, not really so much the garage, but some people who don't have, you know, a basement or a good attic have to use their garage. But these are inactive. So once you clear those of all the junk and stuff you don't need, don't want, then when you're we're going through the active part of the house and you have so many, it might be just, I mean, photos cluttering your active area, you know, winter coats that you don't know where to put in the summertime, then we move them down into these nice cleared out storage areas. So you're active. That's the trick. But it's a lot, because if you've got a lot of stuff.
It is a lot.
But we make a plan, and I kind of teach them, and then we go, we pick an area, and we get going. And
you can do a lot in 4 hours? You think you can do a lot in 4 hours? Yeah.
I do. And I stop at four because, I mean, I'm happy to stay, but I lose my client. It's amazing. I've been doing this for so many years. After 4 hours, they are glazed over.
You can't do it anymore.
And they look at me, and but because I'm there, I'm right there. What about this? Oh, you're going to do this. No, take a look at this pile. But, you know, we have fun. We get to laughing. You're allowed to take a break and have a glass of water. But then I need you to come right back because you're paying me to keep you focused.
Got it.
And it works. And then I leave it
home. And how do people find you, Amy? And how do people find you?
Well, my business is called Cleared, with a D, clearedspaces.com. And I have a beautiful website. I'm on, you know, Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn. And I'm out of Westport, Connecticut. And, you know, so if you're thinking of like selling in a home, or if you're thinking of just getting some control in your closet, like some people just, I just do closets, right? Because they just can't get dressed. They can't find anything. There's mounds of clothes and we just get rid of it. And it's almost like I give people permission and they feel good about themselves because I justify it with them and they need to talk about it, you know, very personal. But I've been doing this for so long and I get to learn their personality and what their lifestyle is like right now and, you know, what their goals are. And I've never had a client say, they usually are on the front step going, oh my God, this is awesome. I feel like I lost 10 pounds. I feel great.
That's what I'm going to do. And then, I'm going to hire you.
And then
we're going to do it.
Thank you. Thank you. But here's the thing. If you do need to get rid of furniture, which is very common, I do have a hauler, I do have trucks, and I'm very affordable. So, you know, I mean, really, truly, I'm here to help and get the job done. And I'm always looking for referrals because that's how you build your business. So
thank you.
It's a great way. But thank you so much for having me on.
You know, Amy, you're the best. You're the best. And you're the best yoga teacher, too. So, you know. Well, it's time. It's time for me to clear spaces. So it's Amy Van Arsdale, and it's called cleared spaces.com.
CLEAREDSPACES.com. And I'm in, I do all of Fairfield County, and, you know, really, truly get started, because even if you're not moving or you're not, it just feels good. And I do offices. I just did a dentist office, and he was so overwhelmed with all his paperwork before he opened with COVID. I was just there, you know, right the day before they opened. And with COVID, I want to make a little point that I do wear masks. I do have gloves. I'm starting to go back in because people need my help. And I'm very careful. And I've been, you know, in my home for weeks, and I was very careful. And I know that's important to people, especially seniors. So just know that I'm doing all the proper procedures. And
Thank you, Amy.
I love
Amy
what Van I do. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you.
Amy Van Arsdale, clearedspaces.com. We'll be right back.